This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. In the past half century, more women have entered the corporate labor force. Taking a step up the hierarchy, though, the numbers don't look at all as good. Women make up only 16% of directors on boards of major corporations. That's part of the subject of a new research group, Building Better Boards, or the Better Boards Project, a University of Washington Business School project. It's co-led by Professor Kate Goethals. And Professor Goethals is here with me now. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Marcy.
Why do women make up only 16% of corporate boards of directors?
Well, I think there's multiple reasons. Some people say that there are not enough qualified women out there. An almost equal number of the people we spoke to, and we spoke to 100 board directors from around the world, say that boards aren't trying hard enough.
To find women.
To find qualified women, yes.
Well, I mentioned that women have been entering the corporate halls to work in these places, so, and they have done so for the last few decades. So are they not looking within those ranks?
Well, no. Actually, if you look at women on the rise in major corporations, it's a pyramid. And the bottom of the pyramid is pretty broad. You have women make up half of the managerial ranks, but if you go higher, the numbers dwindle and the numbers dwindle and the numbers dwindle until you get to beneath 5% at the CEO level. Women board directors actually are recruited from other corporations, and the job descriptions are really not well documented, and they're largely recruited through the networks of existing directors. And so given that women make up only 16% of the numbers on corporate boards, you can imagine that the networking doesn't work in their favor, so boards tend to propagate themselves.
So when you started the Better Boards Project, what were the working assumptions for the research that you launched?
Well, one is that boards haven't been very effective. The status quo doesn't seem to be working. Certainly, boards were not questioning either the business sustainability or the ethics of decisions before the financial meltdown. Second, there's been some really persuasive research on showing that boards with multiple numbers of women actually help their companies have better business results. So we asked, why is that?
And what did you find?
We found that, well, in a sentence, that women make boards better.
And exactly how do they do that?
They ask more questions, and they impel boards to other board members to ask more questions. So they tend to the white space. They're looking at the people implications of decisions rather than just the numbers. They're wanting to see things through to implementation. They're wondering how things will play out. They don't just say, hey, the reward is great, let's go after it. They say, okay, the reward is great, that's wonderful. What are the risks? And then they want to hear from everybody around the table on what those risks are, and they want to hear different perspectives so that they can make a better decision. And even the men we interviewed felt that that was the case.
Interesting. Kate Goethals is with me, and we're talking about the Building Better Boards or Better Boards Project. Do most major corporations at least have some female representation on their boards?
I would say most do. 90% of the Fortune 500 have at least one woman on their board, which means, of course, that 10% have none. Having one woman on the board is not necessarily that effective. As you can imagine, if you're a minority, there's just one of you and you're asking questions, people don't tend to give you a lot of legitimacy, and some women say that they're not even heard when they try to speak as the lone woman. One of our interviewees said that once the second woman left the board, people no longer heard what she said. And this is a powerful CEO. It's actually pretty shocking. And so she felt she couldn't even make her opinions heard.
It's a little bit like what's happening in the Senate, where female senators have joined together to work on specific issues. That's how a board would work?
Well, yeah. But imagine, So you're the lone woman in a boardroom, and there's pressure. I mean, the issue with boards has been groupthink. So there's pressure to think a certain way. There's pressure to, if you're going to ask questions, they should be a certain kind of question. So if you're the lone woman asking a different kind of question, everybody's like, why are you asking that? They tend to downplay it. But they might be, those questions might be the very questions that needed to be asked.
But strength in numbers gives you some
exactly.
more legitimacy. Kate Gothos is with me, and we're talking about the Better Boards Project. What really surprised you in your research on this?
I think what surprised me was the overwhelming agreement that women make boards better. People, you know, one of our questions was, so what do women contribute that's different? You know, how mm-hmm. do they do that? And, you know, there was a lot of hesitation. People hadn't thought about this question before, interestingly. And then their answers actually were surprising. We didn't know what they would say. So that they're asking more questions is one. Accountability is another. And by the way, all the things we found are interrelated. So the questions they're asking are about ethics and accountability. And one interesting thing is that both men and women agreed that men behave better with women in the room.
The civilizing impact. We should say we're talking about corporate boards because the representation of women on nonprofit boards is a little bit different.
Is much greater. And in fact, nonprofit boards can even have a majority women.
And so the project has started. Are you expecting to actually change boards with it or hoping to change boards with it?
Well, yeah. I think that boards understand that women are going to deliver them, help them deliver better business results. Yeah, I think they'd be foolish not to pay attention.
Kate Gothos, a professor of business at the University of Washington and co-leader of the Building Better Boards Project. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
It's The Record.